It's now 3 o'clock on the East Coast. That means we are ready to begin. And is that you, David?
Yeah, Jeff, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you just fine. Tremendous. Great timing and thanks, and great to have you aboard. Let me set the table and then let David start serving it up. This is a very important conference call. It's one that it's been done a number of times in the last year or so with David, where we go through the horses that we acquire at these sales and talk about all the attributes that really compelled us to raise our finger and keep on bidding. We just bought two colts at the Fasig Tipton two-year-old in training sale that was held yesterday afternoon at Gulfstream Park. I'm guessing that we would not have bought these colts yet yesterday afternoon at this time, that we were still wondering if we could, you know, if we could bring them home. So we're doing just in time almost here. We're absolutely delighted. We're excited. We are, you know, almost speechless to have two fabulous prospects that have joined our stable, a Tisnow colt that's going to Dale Romans, an Uncle Mo colt that's going to Christophe Clement. We left last night really excited about having these two. This is a boutique sale that we just exited, meaning there aren't that many horses that are cataloged. Everybody and his brother and sister and cousin who has an interest in being king of the hill or queen of the hill in racing was there. We had to face the top competition, and so that's another reason why we're pretty pumped that we got these two outstanding colts. 59 horses were reported to have changed hands on Wednesday. There may be some private sales that take place. Six horses went for more than $1 million. This was an electric atmosphere. It was crowded. It was loud. There was applause after a number of the horses that went through the ring that that brought a significant amount of money for this sale. It's a unique place to hold an auction. We invite our partners to visit with us. We had a good number of them there, and they added to our motivation, our excitement to do what we did. It's a different sale than the Ocala and Kentucky sales. It's a sale that's held right in the open air at the Gulfstream paddock. And the buying team, let's put it down on the table. There were a lot of outside things that were happening in racing and to our company specifically that were tough, that were hard to face. But in the meantime, we had a job to do. And so we're extremely proud to have kept our blinkers on, so to speak, and really have bought what we think are two, as I said, fabulous prospects. A few reminders before we talk about each horse individually. We want you to have the information pages in front of you as we go through the call. If you want to do that, you can pull them up on the website, obviously. And if you want to access it also in another way, you can check your inbox for an email from Aaron that was sent this morning or go to the website and click the Available Horses tab. There has been a very, very quick and substantial amount of interest in both these colts. I can report to you at this moment, there's 20% left, just 20% left of the Uncle Mo colt, and there is just 25% left of the Tisnow colt. So if you are interested, listen, weigh your decisions, get in touch with your rep. These two colts are going fast and for good reason. Let me bring Bloodstock agent David Ngordo in now to talk about his thoughts on this sale and the market dynamics in those first two sales that we've now completed. You know, I think having David on this team has been such a godsend for us. It has really allowed us to be more focused and streamlined in our buying process. A number of our partners got to see David in action, and that was a great thrill for us to kind of share his expertise and what he brings to the table. He's one of the best judges of young talent in the world. His experience, his connections, combined with our team's experience in horsemanship and the data that we get from DataTrack International with the stride lengths and the hard scores, really puts us in the right direction at every sale. And I really do believe there's no better team in the business. So, David, if you would, I wanted to kind of give you an open forum to talk about what's going on in all these sales that we've attended this year. Well, these two sales we've attended. What's the market like? What are you seeing? And, you know, how did we hit this one from your perspective?
So the market continues to chug along at what I feel is a fairly high demand, but it's high demand for what are perceived to be the better horses. And they're perceived to be the better horses because with all the analytics out there today, the buyers are getting sharper and sharper between, you know, what we do. Other teams have similar but different approaches, but it does narrow down what are the horses that are going to be the good ones, quote unquote, the Saturday, Sunday horse that we all want. And for that horse, there's plenty of money and you have to be willing to step up, which, you know, Terry's done a great job of putting us in the position to pick out these horses and then being able to chase them and buy them. You know, we had a lot of competition here in March. You know, I think with some of the things happening in the industry, we were able to take advantage of some of that in March. Things are getting a little clearer now in some of these places. So back at this sale in Miami, everybody was kind of backfiring away. And there were a couple players missing for some personal reasons, but the sale was very, very strong. And I see it continuing onward into April and even into Timonium in May.
That's a great summary. And it felt like it was even as tough as it was in April, or excuse me, in March at OBS, it felt like it was even tougher for understandable reasons. Boutique sale, as you said, everybody really, you know, was ready to buy top-notch horses. And that's really what people were going after. Let's begin with the Tis Now Colt. You know, I have to like take a second because this colt, I was watching him in his Breeze video all morning long on the plane on the way back from Florida. I was watching him his confirmation photo. I pulled up the Tis Now race with Giants Causeway for reasons I'm about ready to describe at Breeders' Cup, you know, at Churchill Downs, which was an epic battle. And this colt has an absolute swagger. He is nearly black in color, quite a bit of chrome. He looks a lot like his father, Tis Now, who was one of the great ones, you know, of his generation, if you ask me. This particular colt traveled an eighth of a mile in 10 and one-fifth. He earned a 72 Breeze figure, which was one of the best in the sale. He was easily in the top 10 of horses that had top efficiency, and he was in the top three for stride length above average of the group that was in that group one, that top category. His stride length, his slow motion, and if you look at his video, he gets after it and he floats over the ground. They were well above average for this really, really tough sale to be above average. I talked about Tis Now's Breeders' Cup Classic and I was watching it. He ran against Giants Causeway, and it was an epic battle. We were talking about how the NBC camera was so cool that it tracked right along with those two horses. First time I'd ever seen that in a big-time race. And so I went back and watched it. This colt's mother is by Giants Causeway. So we have both those horses represented from that epic battle. And to get the colt at the Gulfstream sale, we had to team up with the Albaugh family, led by the patriarch Dennis Albaugh, who's a huge fan of Giants Causeway for good reason. Really, Albaugh's some of his best horses have been great. Grade One winner Brody's Cause was a Giants Causeway. Juvenile runner-up Not This Time, they were both sons of Giants Causeway, and of course, Grade One winner Free Drop Billy, who, like this new colt, is out of Giants Causeway mare. Dale Romans watched this horse train, and then he watched this horse in the barn area, and then he got on a plane going to Dubai and handed out some instructions to Terry and to Dennis, and it all kind of came together. Pretty amazing. This is what I want to say about this colt before I bring Terry and David in. I've been with the company now for, 15 years, give or take, maybe 16 years almost, and I've been a part of the buying team, an official part of the buying team, for, I think, 8 or 9 years. There are horses that scream to you that this horse has a chance to take you on the trail. You know, there are just those horses that do that, and when you put them together with a guy like Dale Romans, who thinks about the Derby all the time. He is situated on the far turn. His clocker stand is on the far turn of Churchill Downs. And that's where he goes every day when he's there. That's all he thinks of, really, is aside from, you know, Louisville-esque type of things. That's what he thinks about, really is. So if you're interested in having that dream and you want the horse and the trainer and the karma, this is where you go. So I realize I'm being pretty passionate, but this horse has just excited me so much over the last 24 hours. So first and foremost, Terry, you on the line, can you just give us a quick snapshot of how this all came together with Dale and Dennis and all that kind of stuff?
I sure can, Jeff. Thanks so much for all the partners. I'm at the races, so you might hear the announcer and the crowd behind me. But all good with this colt. I mean, you know, we know the sellers. You know, they do a very good, very, very good job. Bobby Dodd, you know, he's been around forever. He trains up in Ocala. And, you know, he's a very trustworthy guy, and he loved this colt from the first time he put the tack on him. So, you know, just a lot of the same things. You know, the good thing about these two-year-old sales is that you're able to filter through them. You know, some of them can't stand up to the pressure, and the sellers have to back off, and they, you know, inevitably either get scratched and they're sold at another sale or there are an aid. But everything kind of really fell together with this colt. And when things fall together, they fall in line. It's actually like magic, because they just have that glow to them. And if you look at his pictures and that video, you'll see a very, very well-conformed, very correct and athletic horse that really did it on the racetrack and did it the right way and attracted a lot of attention. So, you know, you combine that with a very good pedigree out of a very strong mare by Giant's Causeway. And I know it's overused in our business, but he's got all the parts and he's got the total package, and we just can't wait to get him up to Big D. And, you know, he called me late. It was probably 11 o'clock, and he had just woken up in Dubai, and he was over the top excited. So, you know, the guys from Iowa, the all ball team, and they're pumped, and we're going to go after it, and we'll see if this colt is as good as you think he is.
Thanks, Terry. All right, David, I've left it go for too terribly long, but I mean, your experience in the business is super deep. This colt has it all. He travels, floats, reaches, stride, but what else does he bring to the table? Because you were really, really high on him from the beginning.
If I could sing, I would start my own rendition of my own Kentucky home to start this off, but I can't. I'll save you guys. But he's a Kentucky Derby horse, plain and simple. He's an A-plus physical. He's got great movement over the track. And I really can't add much more to it, except that if someone's looking for the Derby dream, this is where it starts, a horse of this caliber.
I know we track Gallop out. I know you're there watching this horse just with your own, you know, trained eyeballs. So I watched the Breeze a number of times this morning and thought to myself, gosh, this colt doesn't look like he's going all that fast. And given the fact he covers so much ground, can you elaborate on that?
Well, that's, you know, what you just described, for anybody that's listening, go back and watch the video. What Jeff is describing is exactly the kind of horse movement that we're looking for. And over the dirt, he got over a deep, sandy dirt track that was, you know, groomed for the sale, but at the same time, it's still, you know, it's not a lightning quick track. The part of the day this horse breezed, it was a very impressive performance. And, you know, he just didn't do his eighth of a mile in a good manner. He continued out and got stronger, and his movement was more powerful as he accelerated around the turn. And it was an exciting breeze. You know, I'm a nerd about this. Seeing a workout like this is why I go to these horse sales.
No, I hear you. Give me a brief 30-second on the cross here, the Tis Now Giants Causeway Mayor Cross. What are your thoughts there?
So my favorite pedigree cross for a stamina stallion is with a female family that has speed. That is what I think is most effective when we get to racing classic distances around two turns. You've got to have a turn of foot, and you've got to have that speed, but you also have to have the stamina to go a mile and a quarter, or which is the American classic distance. So you've got Tis Now, which is where that stamina comes from. Giants Causeway, even though himself could stay, was probably his best at a mile. Rubiano, champion sprinter from AP Indy's family. Copeland, there was nobody faster. Then we get another little dose of stamina with His Majesty down there. I love the cross. Tis Now with Stormcat Line, very successful. That's how we got Tourist. We've got Folklore, who's a champion. It's a great mating, and it's really I'm a little lost for words after that. It's got it all.
No, I appreciate that, and understandably, you and I both saw that race at Churchill. I'm sure you were there live. That was one for the ages between Giants Causeway and Tis Now. I don't think I'll ever forget it.
One of the best horse races you'd ever see. It's one of the best horse races you could ever see. And, you know, performances like that equate to stallion success a lot of times. And that's why this is such an interesting cross. I think we get the best of both worlds here.
The last question I'll ask and move on to the Uncle Mo Colt, but plenty to talk about there as well, too. Were you surprised when you saw him physically that he is as leggy? He's got as much leg underneath him, you know, given how quickly he breezed for that eighth of a mile.
You know, when you're up there watching him, I'd seen him at the barn prior to it, so I had a good sense of his physicality. But when I went back, what I was more impressed with is that the balance with that size, and when you take the breeze into account. But this horse is not a finished product. He is going to fill out and mature into that frame. And, you know, come Saratoga time, kind of summertime, fall, when we're getting ready to get into those races like the Breeders' Paternity at Keeneland and the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, this horse ought to be coming into his own.
Very good. Let's move on to the Uncle Mo Colt, reluctantly, because I could go on and on. But there's plenty of exciting things to talk about with this colt, too. So here we go. It was about a year ago when we fell in love with a big, tall, you know, strong, bay-colored Uncle Mo Colt with really not a lot of white on him at all, no markings, at the Barrett Sale at Del Mar. And that colt's name, Galilean. He's a three-time stakes winner. There's no doubt he's a Kentucky Derby contender. We're excited for his final prep, hoping that he puts himself into the mix for the big dance. This new colt got a big-time double-thumbs-up endorsement from trainer Christophe Clément, who was recently nominated to the Hall of Fame. We knew that it was a matter of time before Christophe was going to get that nomination. And it's based on a familiar up-close perspective that he gave us that double thumbs up. He watched this colt train all winter at Payson Park because that's where Bill Harrigan, the consigner, does his thing. And Clément, just as he did with Best Performance, had this dude pegged from the get-go. Really, I really want this particular horse. Best Performance went through the same exact program, so it's kind of eerie. The colt's out of a half-sister to Belmont Stakes winner Tonalist, who was conditioned by Christophe Clément, owned by Shell Evans. Shell Evans partnered with us on this son of Uncle Mo, so there's a lot of karma here. The colt, he's a beast. He's well above average size, got a great intelligent head and eye and a great walk. Stride length efficiency, well above average, has an 8.6 cardio, which is, that's about as big as it gets. We're really thinking about, you know, all sorts of longer distance classic type races with the colt like this. If you would, David, I want your impressions of him physically and how he worked, but I also know that you can go, like, probably, you could probably do a War and Peace recitation on the pedigree mom side of this family?
Oh, this horse has got as good a page as is in the stud book. You know, on there you see Tolfi. She's what we call one of the taproot blue hen mares, where all these great horses, you know, spring from her bloodlines. Not only that, the horse is the physical that seems to run from the family. So I was, you know, when he came out, poof, it was like looking at Tonals.
And then from my perspective, I love the fact that you saw so many male and females on the bottom side with Risk Averse and Plug Nickel and this, that, and the other thing. You were saying that this is one of the better pages in the stud book. This colt,
yes.
Does he have to do a ton to become a stallion based on that?
You know, this is a horse that if he performs like some of our more recent colts, can get going and get some black type, win a grade three, grade two, he's going to have some demand regionally at the least. And you know, then as we hopefully add some G1s, it goes to a Lane's End type horse.
That'd be exciting. 10-3 for the Breeze. Okay, so a little bit, you know, comparatively speaking, by a tick, a tiny bit slower than, you know, the absolute top times at this sale. If you're coming in, as some people do late in the ball game, and you're looking just strictly at times, maybe you ignore this guy, which is why I think we got him for an unbelievable price. What are your thoughts on the, you know, on what you saw with the Breeze?
This is a big horse. I like horses that are substantial, have leg, have size, that are going to get a distance of ground. If you watch the Breeze, these big horses, they just can't pop off the pole like a smaller one does. He took a little while to get going at an eighth of a mile, which he'll never run again. But his gallop out was the equivalent of the other colt that we bought by Tisnow. So there's more than meets the eye, if you will, and that's why we do this. Some of these people, nope. I have to have a 10-2, a 10-1 to pull them out. Not me. I want to see what the rest of them do. A lot of them will go, you know, 10 flat, 10-1. They go the next eighth in 12, the next eighth out in 26. That's not very impressive. This horse went, you know, about 11 and out in 24 and low change. That's rolling on a big horse on a big track like that. There's a lot more than meets the eye, and some of these people, they're going to go, oh, they bought him off a 10-3. When he's standing in the winner's circle next year, they'll be scratching their heads because it was a lot more to it than that.
I plan on waving to him. Thanks, David. I appreciate that. okay, so that is, and we talked in great depth about each one of these colts because we just had two to discuss. I think it's time, if there are any additional questions beyond what we've talked about, to open up the phone lines. If you have a question for David or me or Terry, please hit star and then 6 on your keypad there on your phone. Announce yourself, ask your question, and then star 6 to mute yourself after you're done. So with that and the usual preamble about, I know it'll be quiet for a few seconds before people kind of get the buttons pushed, let's open up the lines. Questions, if you've got them. Well, while we're waiting, if there and we may not have any questions, we did cover a lot of ground here. David, I know next is the April sale in Ocala coming up in about, what, 2.5-3 weeks, somewhere in that neighborhood. Do you go straight up to Ocala, or do you actually, you know, go home and get your laundry done?
I'm going to do some laundry. I'll be back in Lexington for the first couple weeks of Keeneland, but then I think it's the Sunday the 13th or 14th, whatever that Sunday is. We're back down there, and then 6 days of Breeze show, a couple days of looking, and 4 days of sale. But it's that in September are my two favorite places. So, again, the nerd in me, this is I love this time of year.
Understandably so. I'll open the lines again one last time just to make sure we haven't, you know, excluded anybody. Hit star six if you've got a call, you know, a question for the call. All right, we did cover most of it. Just be aware, we'll be sending some emails out with the information sheets, and also there'll be a replay of this particular call for people to cross-reference things. Last 25 minutes, if I'm looking at the clock right now. Before we finish up, and David, thank you on any number of different platforms. Thank you for your hard work and for your time here this afternoon. And Terry, if you would, can you just kind of summarize things in the way you'd like to, and then we'll close things out.
Yeah, I sure would, Jeff. Great job to you and David and the entire buying team. Actually, we had a good number of partners at the sale. So what can I say? You know, this is when you start out in the business and you form a partnership, you form a partnership company. Yeah, you scrape and you elbow your way and you just dream about the days and the times that you're able to buy horses like this. And so our dreams have come true. Well, actually, some of our dreams have come true. And, you know, we're so delighted and proud and very thankful, you know, to the partners, because everybody knows, right? We can't go to the sales and be this aggressive without the support of our partners. So, you know, we all just say thank you. And we're going to go to the races, and I can assure you we're going to work hard every day to make good decisions and to see if we can get any of these horses to the promised land. But they certainly have the pedigree and the athleticism and the training to be very nice horses. So we are as excited about our class of 2019 as we've been for any class. So as they say, let's get them to the races and let's see how good they are.
Excellent. Thank you, Terry. We appreciate everybody joining us this afternoon. If you're listening on tape, thanks for listening on tape. We look forward to a wonderful weekend of racing this coming weekend. I think highlighted in many respects by Kentucky out there on the West Coast, who will be running in the San Carlos, but many other horses, including Antique on the East Coast, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Probably missed a whole bunch of them, but we're excited to see those horses get uncorked again. In the meantime, have a great rest of the day. And let your you know, client reps know if you've got questions or thoughts on the two remaining colts. 20% left on the Uncle Mo, 25%